ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
The sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You having any of it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Believe me, when he climbs into the ring, he'll have the people falling in the aisles.
Ladies and gentlemen...
Normally, he's a very nice guy. Don't judge him from this meeting alone.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title, and I'll get this, better than 29 years, straight up today, for an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking combat sports, both boxing and mixed martial arts. HBO going tonight from, of all places, that boxing capital that isn't. I'm talking about Omaha, Nebraska. Straight up, hometown guy Terrence Crawford, 23-0, taking on Yuri Gamboa, the Cuban exile, of course, 23-0 as well. Somebody's O's got to go tonight. HBO Championship Boxing from Omaha, Nebraska. And, of course, UFC Fight Night on Fox Sports 1. Cub Swanson's on the main event. Straight up, good day for combat sports. We're talking it for the next hour here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free, you can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll talk with Emmanuel Stewart today. Now, how can we do that? I'm going to take you to an interview I did about 2 years ago. I think it was June 28th, 2012. Emmanuel died in October 2012. It was my last full-length interview with him. Many conversations followed. His health wasn't a major topic, but yet he passed away on us in October 2012. The Goldfather, Emmanuel Stewart, will be here in just a few minutes on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-7529. This is your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Well, that's a change in society today. And that's it's a lot of, you know, we could get into that. We're going through a million things, even though they watch so many of the shows. I mean, it's nothing but stuff, whether there's crime scene or this and that. It's always the TV show, and it's cutting up the body. Somebody's finding the body decomposed and all of it. Just a society right now that just totally out of focus. Excessive violence, excessive sex on TV and the music and the theaters. I mean, it's just the sports, the only thing that they can relate to, which they see most, is basketball and football, mainly basketball. And that's what the kids are most far doing, and especially the black kids. And it's normal you want to go into something, what you see, you don't even see all the amateur boxing on TVs. A lot of people see something, that's what they want to be involved with, but they don't even see that anymore.
Okay. Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Just what do you think of him as a fighter, huh?
Well, his footwork's lousy. He can't counterpunch. His timing stinks. And he doesn't breathe properly.
But you like him as a person.
Well, he has a nice smile.
Little teaser from Emmanuel Stewart, the Goldfather, still to come. An in-depth interview with the Goldfather, his last with I live on the air as I speak, 2 years ago, June 28th, 2012. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, still to come. The MMA segment about 40 minutes past the hour. Of course, we're talking about the Fox Sports Night, UFC Fight Night, Cub Swanson, Jeremy Stephens hooking it up at 145 pounds in a five-round, five-minute main event. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock on the West Coast. Of course, HBO going tonight. And we'll get to that after I get to the Friday night results. But straight up, this segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. The WBO has a WBO title fight tonight. Terrence Crawford, the champion, the undefeated champion, 23-0, 16 whacks out of Omaha, Nebraska, at home defending his title against Yuri Gamboa, 23-0, 16 KOs, the Cuban exile, the WBO 135-pound championship. We'll get to that in just a minute. Let's talk about the results from this past Friday night. Showtime had Errol Spence, the 2012 Olympian, now 13-0, 10 KOs. He blitzed Ron Cruz. I mean, it was like a shutout, 190 on the scorecards. That means 10-0 across the board, 20-4. His Cruz now 15 KOs. BJ Flores, my ex-broadcast partner, a guy I think I was part of his television debut on NBC. I watched his card like at 10 o'clock in the morning or some crazy hour in a hotel in Las Vegas on the Strip. Back when NBC was trying to do boxing about a decade ago. But he's still going. 30 wins, one loss, one draw. Beat a guy named Anthony Smith. Anthony coming in 11-0 with 8 KOs. Not anymore. Anyway, the bottom line is BJ still rolling. And he's got to be about 35, 40 years old. Marcus Brown, another Olympian, was a winner as well. As I said, Emmanuel is still to come. Now, tonight, before I get to the HBO Championship Boxing main event, of course, the WBO title on the line. Let's talk about Ricky Burns, former WBO title holder, a man that lost to Terrence Crawford, the defending champion tonight. But Burns, a big guy as far as the UK is concerned, a drawing card. I mean, 36-4, as I said, the former WBO champion, got beaten like a girl by Ray Beltran and got the decision some way, got his jaw broken, the whole nine yards. But tonight, he's an underdog. In just a couple of hours, he'll either be on Box Nation or Sky Sports. As I said, Burns, 36-4-1, 11, taking on, get this, these names are terrible. Dejan Zalatkinen, 19-0, 13 KOs. He's unbeaten. He's a slight favorite in this card, of course. Burns now, if he loses, his promoter Barry Hearn says his world championship aspirations are over. And, of course, Terrence Crawford tonight at home in the boxing hotbed that is Omaha, Nebraska. I mean, folks, Omaha's like, whoever heard of Omaha having a fighter before? I just didn't. I mean, Crawford came out of nowhere, decent amateur background, but most guys that come from that neck of the woods couldn't spell fight if you laid the letters out on a piece of paper for them. Okay, just not all that good. But Crawford is the exception to the rule. 23-0, 16 KOs, of course, looking good against Ricky Burns. But, you know, I think Burns was, like, ripe for the taking. Burns was one of those guys who was just highly overrated, backed by fans. He had a big fan base. And fans, you know, when you have, like, thousands of people who want to turn out and watch you fight, guess what? You can sort of call the shots and bring in guys that are lesser than you and things like that, keep fighting guys like that. But, you know, he fought Beltran, I thought, beheaded him, broke his jaw and or his face, and he had to have a titanium plate put in his face. So, I mean, that was a bad fight. And his promoter, Barry Hearn, admitted that he lost that fight. Have you ever heard a promoter say that? No, he said he lost that fight. The promoter said it. The promoter admitted his guy lost. And, of course, instead of fighting Beltran straight up, in a rematch, he ended up taking on Crawford instead of losing to Crawford in what was a widely disparaged. I mean, Ricky Burns is just not that good. Crawford, he's pretty good. Now, tonight against Yuri Gamboa, the former 126-pound champion, I think he even grabbed the title at 130 for a minute, didn't he? No, I take that back. He moved from 126 to 135 pounds. He is probably the most talented fighter in the world today, or one of them. I mean, he's got to be like top two or three. He really does. And he's exciting, too, because he goes for it, and he gets dropped. And he gets up, but he gets dropped. I think he's been dropped three or four times in 23 fights. Okay, 23-0, just like Mr. Omaha, Nebraska, talking about Terrence Crawford, 23-0, 16 KOs, matching records. You know that old saying, somebody's O's got to go? Well, it's either got to go or there will be a draw tonight. That'll be the way it is. Gamboa, a slight underdog, as I speak. To Terrence Crawford. You know, I looked at them at the weigh-in yesterday. I saw some video at the weigh-in, and one guy is like, Crawford's much bigger, but Gamboa looks very drawn at the weight. So I don't know what's going on as far as Yuri's life is concerned, because, you know, he was involved in that steroid scandal where they were mailing him steroids in the mail or human growth hormone, something like that. They were mailing him banned substances as far as athletes are concerned. Speaking of banned drugs, of course, I'm elated that the Nevada City Athletic Commission has jumped in and made that testosterone replacement therapy cannot be no longer part of a fighter's regimen in either boxing or MMA as far as Nevada is concerned. Now, I think we need to get California to step up to the plate and realize this and all the other states because, listen, that is just legalized steroids. That's all it is. I've seen guys go from looking 40 to like 26, 27 in a matter of a month and a half, 2 months. I kid you not. Steroids and we use with HGH just rolls back the clock, but there are side effects to that. Anyway, the bottom line is Nevada stepping up. Dana White having something to do with that. Of course, Dana White, the president of the UFC. Speaking of UFC, we're talking UFC in just a little while. But next up, Emmanuel Stewart, the Goldfather, is in the house, folks. That's right. He passed away now. It'll be 2 years, October 2014. He passed in October 2012. My good friend, I stayed at his house when I went to Detroit, Michigan. I didn't have to stay in hotels. I would cash in the money from the hotel, stay at his house. He was a great guy, the Goldfather. What can I say? I really miss him. And, you know, in this last interview, he said a lot. I mean, he really got conservative in the latter stages of his life. I mean, he really did. Here was a guy that was, although he wasn't a wild man, I mean, he partied a lot. He partied a lot, and he loved to gamble. I mean, gambling was probably one of his major, if he had a vice, it was gambling. And first, and women second. And women not so much in the last decade or so, but gambling, he liked to gamble. Straight up, one of the best men I've ever met in my life. Turned me on to some beautiful experiences, some wonderful memories. Nothing quite like the Goldfather, the man that started the Kronk Gym. Back in the 1970s, Kronk Boxing Gym located in the floor of the Kronk Recreational Center in Detroit, Michigan. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Mr. Motown coming up. Emmanuel Stewart on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. Folks, what could be more fitting than to honor Emmanuel Stewart with the hardest working man in show business himself, Mr. James Brown.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Ah, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got to hear.
Emmanuel, a very good day to you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Pedro.
Okay, now, what's happening with your travel schedule now? Somebody told me last week you were in Vegas. Then you flew off on a Sunday morning to go to, Yugoslavia. Where'd you go?
No, I was in, in Texas.
No, you went across the bond. You set up camp in Austria.
No, I was in Vegas and Texas and then Austria.
Yeah.
Germany and now back in Indio, California, and leaving tomorrow, heading back to Switzerland.
Klitschko, then. Now, Vladimir Klitschko is going to take on Eddie Chambers. Eddie Chambers is that right? Is that the fight that's going on, or what?
No, he's fighting Tony Thompson.
Tony Thompson. Why did I get those two guys mistaken? Yeah. Thank you for correcting me, sir.
No, just somebody that he had fought and beat before, so it's only normal.
Okay.
No, it's Tony Thompson who he has fought the same as Eddie Chambers that he beat before. But Thompson still gave him the toughest fight he's had in the last 6 years.
How
another tough fight.
How come, as big as they are, you can't turn the Klitschkos into one-punch knockout guys?
That's not the case. Vladimir Klitschko, they said, probably the biggest one-punch knockout guy in boxing. He doesn't throw enough punches. you know, he knocked out Eddie Chambers with one single punch with 5 seconds left, and there's Ray Austin. I mean, he's knocked out a lot of guys with one punch. His brother Vitaly is not a one punch. Vitaly just wears you down with accumulation of punches. But no, Leonard is a big puncher. He's too conservative. He lays back too much and gets comfortable with his jab. That's the problem with him. But a one punch puncher guy, he's one of the best out there.
Of all the things you've done in your life, okay, of all the things you've done, Hall of Famer, of course, the trainer of Tommy Hearns, Lennox Lewis, the Klitschkos, I can go on and on and on and on, back to the day of Jimmy Paul, Milton McCrory, but was winning that 1964 national AAU title, 118 pounds, the bantamweight champion of the entire United States, being recognized as champion. Where do you put that in things as far as the list of things that were important to Emmanuel Stewart in his life?
Yeah, Pedro, that was the most important thing that ever happened to me. It was the 1963 National Golden Gloves Tournament of Champions. And that back in those days, that was a major thing because you had to go to Chicago out of tradition. And for 2 weeks, you had the top fighters from all of the cities, all of the United States, Philadelphia, New York, and New Jersey, California, everyone that they met in St. Louis, and they fought for 2 weeks to see who would be the number one fighter in Golden Gloves in America for that year. And it was a traditional, very tough tournament. Muhammad Ali, where Cassius Clay at the time was his name, he had won it 3 years before I won it. And it was just a stamp of, you know, future greatness or whatever, if you could win that title. And you fought twice a night for down to 2 weeks. And even the night that I won the championship, I had a very hard fight earlier that night, about 8:15, I think, and then I was back about 10:30 with the finals. You know, the last guy that was left, and he had won his last, I think, 3 fights all by knockouts.
Yeah.
But it was a major thing to do that bit. And, you know, today, all the accomplishments I've had with all of the champions in the Hall of Fame, it's still that's the biggest thing ever in my life that's happened to me in boxing.
See, now, folks, now, who knew better to ask that question than I? Because nobody ever asked Emmanuel Stewart about that, of course, being the AAU champion back in 63. And the AAU was like the NFL as far as amateur sports was concerned back in the 60s. I mean, they ruled everything. I mean, they had everything going, every sport. Anyway, the bottom line is we are on the line with the Gold Father himself, and he was named the Gold Father by the late Ben Green. Ben Green gave you that title, right?
That's correct, Pedro. He was quite a character, right? That would be old Damon Runyon character.
You know, one day I was messing with him. I don't know if you were at the table or not, but we were all eating in Tucson, Arizona for a WBC light heavyweight title fight you had going on down there. This was, God, back about 15 years. And
you have a great memory.
And I told him, I said, you know what? I said, Ben Green, I said, you're the greatest fiction writer in boxing. And he goes, oh, thank you. You son of a... And he was thanking me, and he didn't realize I was throwing a jab at him. And then when he realized I was throwing a jab at him, he turned nasty real quick. But the last time I saw him, of course, talking about Ben Dollar Signs Green, that's what they used to call him. Tickle Me Pink was his big quote. And, of course, he appeared in the racing form for, like, a few decades. But the last time I saw him, he was on the Atlantic City Boardwalk for Carl the Truth Williams and Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson made a liar out of Carl the Truth Williams in like 93 seconds, 2 seconds longer than it took him to take out Michael Spinks. But I see Ben Dollar Signs Green on the Atlantic City Boardwalk looking for a newspaper. And because they were so heavily insulated, the newspaper stands, because they're right there on the beach, on the water, you could hardly see what paper was behind the plastic. So he says to me, hey, kid, which one's the New York Post with Marley? I want to read that one. And that was the last time I saw Ben Green. And Ben Green, he was a good guy. I had fun with him. And, of course, he was very instrumental in your career.
Yeah, he's very instrumental. I used him as a consultant or whatever. And it's amazing. Marley, who was Mike Marley, who was at that time one of the top boxing writers, still is. And that he was at his height as a writer at that time, I think, for the New York Post. And he nicknamed him Breezy. I mean, everybody that he knew Post, he had a nickname for.
Yeah, of course.
But, no, that was a different time, a different era. You think about 85, 88 or whatever. I mean, it's
somewhere around there.
It's about 25 years ago or something.
Okay. Just stop counting right now. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. On the line, the Hall of Famer himself, of course. I'm talking to Emmanuel Stewart. And, Emmanuel, who do you bring to the dance tonight?
Well, tonight I have Cornelius Canaan Bundes, who's the defending 154-pound champion. He's fighting Corey Spinks, who he defeated to win the title 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. But Spinks, at the time, I think, was not living a good, clean life. It was rumored that he was drinking a lot, maybe doing drugs and all of it. So for this fight here, Spinks has been living in totally focused and training very hard in Florida, where he lives now. So we expect a very, very tough, difficult fight tonight.
Okay. I said earlier that Roy Jones was more shot than Tupac. You think Roy Jones would still be fighting, personally?
Myself, no. I mean, he moves and looks good, but the fact that I don't think he has any ability to take a punch anymore. But what it is, it's hard to, it's not like his reflexes are that slow or nothing. It's just, I think suffering two knockouts close together at the time permanently damaged his ability, hurt his ability to take a punch. But, he's commissions are still in life and in the fight, and he's always fighting, and that's something that I don't like, but it is what it is.
Okay. Is the building that used to hold the Kronk Gym in the basement, is it still standing, or did they knock it down?
No, the building is still there, but it's times have changed. What was really effective and productive at one time, say 40 years ago, it's not effective now because the neighborhood changed and just lifestyles and everything. So we're only about 6 minutes difference, right, almost virtually on the same street. So it's more conducive to what's going on today. And the kids that are boxing at Kronk today, it's not like years back when it was mainly inner city, black kids. It's now the gym is probably about maybe 20% black. That's about it.
Time out. Perfect. I'm glad you brought this up. Emmanuel Stewart's on the line. Of course, he's got fighters going tonight. Cornelius Bundridge, of course, the 154-pound IBF champion, defending in a rematch against the guy he took the title from, Corey Spinks. But what happened to the hungry black athlete as far as boxing is concerned? Did crack wipe out an entire generation? Did the internet ruin this? I asked Don King what happened to the work ethic of the black American heavyweight, and he said it went the same way as the white American heavyweight. They got fat and they got lazy.
Well, I don't know. As a rule, I'm working with fighters from all over the world, man, and I can probably qualified to speak pretty good on that, but I would say that the kids from Europe have better work ethics than the American fighters, boxers in particular, and maybe just kids in general. I mean, it's a different lifestyle. It's a much more serious approach that the kids in Europe have. That's why some of my top fighters now are Romanians. We have the Romanian twins. These are kids who have been raised in Detroit all life. I've had them since they were 7. And in fact, one of them is fighting at the Pachanga on the 27th of July, his second fight up there. He's very popular. Take a bonus. But anyway, those guys, and they've got, Andy Lee's from Ireland, and you got the Criscos,
I realize all that. I'm still asking you, what happened? Is it the fact that...
But after the basic thing is they don't have the work ethics. They're so spread out into the rap music, when they look to sports, they look automatic to what they see the most, which is basketball and football. That's where the guys are. Coming home with their, brand new, Rolls Royces and riding through the neighborhood, showing everybody what they've accomplished. And they can see and relate to that. There's not too many boxers they see and relate to. And most kids, if they can weigh 170 pounds or more, that's, trying to get into basketball or football now. So we have so many different sports in America that is competing for boxing, for the attention of the young people. And that's not the case in a lot of other countries. Like over in Germany, in those countries, it's primarily soccer and boxing, or whatever, for the most part, in a lot of the European countries. But and the work ethics, a lot of the inner city, all American kids, period.
You know what's funny?
Because they got to have their music going on, they're not even focused on
it.
It's a whole different focus and intensity that the foreign fighters have today compared to America.
Emmanuel's an amateur. I'd run 5 miles in the morning. I'd go to the gym in the afternoon. I'll do all my gym work, go home, eat, rest an hour, and then go run the hills at night. So we ran doubles, and, of course, we swam a couple times a week. So we did stuff as amateurs that guys don't do as pros. On Saturdays, we sparred 12 rounds, 6 rounds with two different guys, with a different guy each other round, each 2 rounds each. I said, but that's what we did at old school here in Newman's Gym here in San Francisco. And now I go watch some of the professionals, the so-called professionals. I'm not going to name them and things like that. But, they seem to train half the time with half the intensity. The music's got to be on. The music's got to be loud. You're right. So our entire country has just gotten too spoiled? Is that what's going on here?
Well, that's a changing in society today, and that's it's a lot of, you know, we could get into that. We're going through a million things, even though they watch so many of the shows. I mean, it's nothing but stuff, whether there's crime scene or this and that. It's always the TV show, and it's cutting up the body, somebody's finding the body decomposing, all of it. That's a society right now that just totally out of focus. Excessive violence, excessive sex on TV and the music and the theaters. I mean, it's just a... And the sports, the only thing that they can relate to, which they see most, is basketball and football, mainly basketball. And that's what the kids are most far going into, especially the black kids. And it's normal. You want to go into something, what you see, you don't even see all the amateur boxing on TVs.
Go, Father.
A lot of kids, again, so a lot of people see something, that's what they want to be involved with, but they don't even see that anymore.
Okay. Go, Father. I want to wish you the best of luck tonight with Cornelius Bundridge and, of course, with Vladimir Klitschko. You just considered you are the gold father. There is only one gold father, and that is Emanuel Stewart, of course, a Hall of Famer, a former United States amateur champion. People don't realize this. This man has boxing running through his veins. I thank you, and I love you, Emanuel.
Okay. Take care then, Pedro. Enjoy
right.
on the show.
All right.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
second. 40 minutes past hour. Make that 41 minutes past hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, let's talk about the UFC Fight Night that took place in Auckland, New Zealand. It was only on UFC Fight Pass because it would have been televised here in the United States at an awkward hour. So the UFC kicked it up to these folks. They throw down about $8.99 a month or $9 a month, something like that, in order to watch these UFC Fight Passes. What the Fight Pass does is it's not a 24-hour service. It'll give you like a couple of fights before the actual Fox cards start or before the actual pay-per-view cards start. And this card was all on Fight Pass because of the fact of the time differences. As I said, New England, Auckland, New Zealand versus the United States just didn't work, and they didn't want to start it at an unusual hour over there. But Nate Marquardt was the winner. It's armbar submission, first round, 4 minutes and 34 seconds. James Tahuna came in hot, but Marquardt, he just would not be denied and came up with a good move, 4 minutes and 34 seconds into round number one. A heavyweight contest, those guys are middleweights, 185 pounds. Heavyweight contest, Jared Rusholt defeated Soel Palaya. It was unanimous nod, 30-27 across the board. Featherweight contest, Charles Oliveira was a winner. Welterweight contest, Robert Whittaker was a winner. A lightweight contest showed Jake Matthews, lightweight being 155 pounds, featherweight being 145 pounds, welterweight being 170 pounds. Flyweight was on the card. Richie Vasilik was the winner over Rokhlan Sagajakan, and that was a unanimous nod across the board, 30-27, 29-28, and 29-28. Flyweight is 125 pounds in the UFC. Welterweights, Vic Grucek defeated Chris Indyk. That was a TKO on punches. Round number one time was 4:55. Welterweight Neil Magny was the winner. Dan Hooker was the winner. And Glenn Vellante was the winner. That was UFC Fight Night from Auckland, New Zealand last night. Now tonight, from the AT&T Center in San Antonio, Texas, UFC rocking one more time, I'm telling you. Cub Swanson, Jeremy Stevens, these guys are going to do it at 145 pounds. Of course, that is the featherweight limit. And straight up, I got to reach out to the featherweight champion right now. What's he thinking? I mean, Jose Aldo was going to get that fight at 155 pounds with Anthony Pettis, of course, the world lightweight champion, and that didn't happen. Instead, it'll be Gilbert Melendez after Melendez and Pettis go back and forth for a season on The Ultimate Fighter. So what's he thinking right now? I just wonder what's on his mind. But AT&T Center going tonight, of course, USC Fight Night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. It'll be a great card. And the reason why I say that is because on Fox Sports 1, and we can watch world-class UFC MMA fighters on Fox Sports for free. I think you're getting a good deal. Cub Swanson, Jeremy Stevens, featherweights, 145 pounds, going at it in the main event. The hot fight on the card, in the minds of a lot of folks, is Kelvin Gastelum. And he's taking on Nicholas Muskie. And those guys are welterweights. Of course, I said Cub Swanson and Jeremy Stevens, 145 pounds, featherweights. Welterweights are 170. But Gastelum is he's caught the eye of a lot of folks and a lot of people inside the business as far as the fight game is concerned. I think that Gastelum will prevail here, but we'll see. It's a good close fight on paper. Middleweight contest is the runner-up contest. Cesar Ferreira taking on Andrew Craig. That's middleweights, 185 pounds. Featherweights again, Ricardo Llamas and Jacran Diaz. And middleweight contest, Clint Hester taking on Antonio Braga Neto, and that is 185 pounds. And, of course, a lightweight contest, figuring this thing out, Joe Ellenberger taking on James Motasi. And Colton Smith's on the card, Johnny Bedford's on the card, Carlos Ferreira's on the card, Cody Gibson's on the card, Andy Enns is on the card, Shane Howell's on the card, and that's about the card. There'll be one fight on Fight Pass that'll be, wow, they come up with these names, Olegiski Olympic. How do you like that? That's pretty close. Olympic. And he would take it on Anthony Hamilton in a heavyweight contest, UFC Fight Pass. But straight up, tonight will be a great card as far as UFC fights are concerned because, as I said, you'll be able to watch and explore the UFC. If you're not a UFC fight fan yet, you'll be able to watch the UFC on Fox Sports 1 for free. And that'll sort of – look, they're trying to cultivate you. Let's be honest. The UFC knows what they're doing. They figure if they give you good fights on Fox Sports 1 for free, that you'll buy the great fights – on pay-per-view. That's what they're banking on. That's their whole marketing program, okay? And thus far, it's worked pretty good because even if they do just a couple hundred thousand homes, if you get an average of $50 a pop, that's $10 million. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at. And the fighters aren't making $10 million, okay? So a lot of that money is going back into the UFC coffers. Of course, UFC owned by Zuffa Sports, the Fertitta brothers, Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta, own, I believe, 77%, something like that. And then the Dubai government owns 13%, and then Dana White owns 10%. So I think that comes out to 100. But that is the UFC hierarchy. And, I mean, they're making their money, but they lost $35 million going in. Yeah, before they made a dime, they lost $35 million. That's a lot of money. They were talking about selling the USC. Listen, the Fertitta brothers were, all eager to admit it now, but they were ready to get out. They were feeling the heat. $35 million down, they were having to dig into their other coffers as far as, you know, the palace casinos and things like that that they owned in the Las Vegas area in Nevada. They had to go into those coffers to get money for the UFC, to support the UFC. But the UFC came back. Of course, the first series of The Ultimate Fighter, Forrest Griffin doing his thing in that great fight. Of course, guys like Uriah Faber, people that became sort of household names, and not just MMA households, but households across the country. People all of a sudden started to know who these guys were. They were bright. They were white. Okay, they were American. They didn't have a problem with that. And, of course, a lot of people in the Midwest love watching American fighters. They're all into this nationality type of thing, you know, America this, pro-America that. But straight up, MMA's offered a lot of that. In fact, when you look at the current UFC rankings, as they put it right now, the champions concerned from heavyweight all the way down to flyweight, guess what? There's only one champion outside of America, and that's the aforementioned Jose Aldo at 145 pounds. Everybody else is an American, 125 pounds. Of course, that's Mighty Mouse Johnson, Demetrius Johnson, 135 pounds, T.J. Dillashaw, 145 pounds, the aforementioned Aldo, 155 pounds, Anthony Pettis, 170 pounds, Johnny Hendricks, 185 pounds, Chris Weidman, 205 pounds, John Jones, 205 plus pounds to 265 pounds, the heavyweight division, that belongs to Cain Velasquez. Those are all Americans, all except Jose Aldo, in a sport that was created and started in Brazil. That's a bit of a mind-boggler. I've never really understood that one, how the Americans are just taking over. But what they've taken over with, believe it or not, besides their solid wrestling base, most of these guys are decent wrestlers, with Weidman being an outstanding wrestler. But they're combining boxing. They're bringing boxing into their game, their game plan. I mean, these guys, Weidman knocked out Anderson Silva with boxing 101. Seriously, boom, 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 left hook, right hand. That's what it was, a knockout the first time. And of course, in the rematch, he broke his leg with that knee check, and they're trying to say, oh, it was a fluke, it was a fluke. It wasn't a fluke. Anderson Silva's 38, make a 39 years old. He's done. He was done. He showed kinks in his armor. He showed leaks in the hull of his ship when he fought Chael Sonnen in Oakland in 2008. That was 6 years ago. Chael Sonnen was whooping him. Chael Sonnen, another guy with a great wrestling base, but he was whooping him. Chael Sonnen was losing all the way until the fifth round when he got caught in a submission move and had to tap out. Okay, but he was winning up to that point. Okay, so Silva was showing flaws back then. He was 33 then. Okay, he's 39 now. He's done. Stick a fork in him. Forget about it. Legends die. Muhammad Ali died. Larry Holmes died. George Foreman died. Joe Louis died. Royce Gracie died. Ken Shamrock died. Legends in combat sports live and they die as far as their careers are concerned. That career is over. Speaking of Ken Shamrock, somebody told me he was making a personal appearance in San Jose, California last week, but I couldn't confirm that, so I didn't go with it. But bottom line is Ken Shamrock, a great guy to be around. Always, you know what? I remember him coming out of a movie theater to do a radio interview with me many, many, many years ago. In other words, he was had a movie going on, took his girlfriend to a movie, split from the movie, came out, did an interview with me, went back into the movie house and watched the rest of the flick. But he was a great guy as far as PR was concerned. And of course, he was the baddest dude on the planet. Yeah, he was. I mean, come on, man. Nobody kicked it like Frank Shamrock. Remember, he locked that one guy in the ankle lock over there in Japan, locked him in that pride fight. Can't think of the guy's name now. His name's killing me. Anyway, the bottom line is he broke this guy's leg in four spots and the guy would not submit. That's how animalistic some of the MMA fighters are, especially back in the day. Remember those UFC tournaments? They were fights until it was over. There were no rounds. He was like me and Cuddy until the end. That was it. Boom. Who's ever the last guy standing. Okay? And anything went, just about except, you know, gouging the eyes and biting and kicks in the groin. Sort of like the same rules today. Okay, MMA is pretty free as far as, I mean, you can do just about everything I think you can want to do. I'm really not into throwing knees on the ground, although from a spectator's point of view, because I saw it take place in a UFC event, and that just didn't sound right to me. It sort of sounded like you ever take your finger and thump a watermelon? That's what it sounded like when this guy was getting kicked, when he's getting kneed on the ground in San Jose at a UFC event. So a Strikeforce event, a Strikeforce event back in the day. So I'm not a big fan of on the ground knees, okay, but because it just doesn't sound good. And I figure the punishment that you can dish out with a knee, of course, is probably 15, 20 times greater than you can with a fist. And why do I say that? Because the leg is the most powerful muscle going. They've got it all going down there. And you get your leg moving a good distance as far as your knee's concerned and making contact with somebody's head or jaw, good Lord, you know they're going to sleep. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Cub Swanson, his big, how can I put this, question mark, the intangible as far as he's concerned, he's broken his hand eight times. I broke my hand once, 52 fights. Kind of messed up thumb. My thumb knuckle looks a little nasty, but he's broken his hand eight times, and he's confident that it's going to hold up. You know, Paul Malignaggi broke his hand, the former United States lightweight amateur boxing champion, then a world boxing champion as well as a professional, and now the Showtime boxing announcer. But he had bad hands, I mean horrible hands, and he was breaking his hands like almost every fight at some point. And then his hands sort of got well, and he stepped up a weight, and believe it or not, he was hitting bigger guys, and although he wasn't knocking them out or knocking them down, he was hitting them and he wasn't breaking his hands. So maybe Swanson went and saw Paulie Malignaggi's doctor, but Cub Swanson confident tonight. He got Jeremy Stevens. Good luck on that one, folks. We'll talk about that tomorrow with Kyle Kingsbury. That's right, King Kyle Kingsbury, the USC light heavyweight roster member. We'll talk with him tomorrow as far as the USC world is concerned. USC, as I said, fight night tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time, San Antonio, Texas, on top, Cub Swanson and Jeremy Stevens. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Check it in on the iHeartRadio Network and, of course, the American Forces Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If you give me enough money, I'll fight my own mother.
The aforementioned guy with the bad hands, Paul Malignaggi. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, the Alchemy Water Combat Sports Recap tonight, Saturday at 10:12 p.m. Pacific Time. Myself, I'll be in the studio to do that with either Johnny Marino or one of his competent cohorts there. That's 10:12 p.m. Pacific Time tonight. On the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, your combat sports boxing update, MMA update, brought to you by Alchemy Water, ALKAMEWater.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Look at the UFC schedule. It's pretty stacked. Of course, I'm stoked about next week. Ronda Rousey is going to be on the card. And, of course, my man Chris Weidman, the world middleweight champion. What more can you say about him? He's like the guy. He's going to take on the dragon, Lyoto Machida. He's going to lick Lyoto. There's no doubt in my mind. I think Weidman's in a position right now where he can't lose. Sunday, July 6th, there's UFC on the Ultimate Fighter 19 finale, Frankie Edgar versus BJ Penn. That's going to be a pretty good fight. BJ Penn, a little bit long in the tooth. Frankie Edgar, I don't know. Frankie Edgar always been a guy who's sort of been, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of this. That's what I'm trying to say, I guess. And UFC comes back, of course, with the Live on Fox show. That's going to be July 26th. UFC Fight Night Lawler, Robbie Lawler in the main event. Robbie Lawler live on Fox. Anytime Robbie Lawler fights, especially since he's coming to San Jose, California, we're looking forward to this. But he's taking on Matt Brown. Matt Brown's 21-11, the immortal, they call him, of course. Robbie Lawler, 23-10. Himself a veteran of the UFC, a veteran of MMA. They both can rock. This looks like a pretty easy fight, even fight, as far as both men are concerned. And I would think that Lawler is the slight favorite there. That's July 26th when the UFC comes back to UFC on Fox. That's the big network. I'm talking about UFC on Fox Sports. That is, of course, almost every night there's something on UFC Fox Sports 1 as far as UFC and MMA is concerned. But straight up, you've got it going on. As I said, the UFC from Auckland, New Zealand's in the tank. Nate Marquardt's a winner there. Of course, tonight, Fox Sports 1, Jeremy Stevens taking on Cub Swanson in the main event. That is 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time on Fox Sports 1. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget to catch the Sunday show, 11 a.m., 2 hours of combat sports, 1 hour of boxing, 1 hour of MMA, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until then, peace.